With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, everybody. It's Leading Off with True Blue LA. This is your host, Eric Steven, and we are looking back at a pretty eventful weekend for the Dodgers, and especially for James Outman, who had one of the better Major League debuts in recent memory, certainly in Dodgers history. He had three hits against the Rockies. First at bat was a home run. He joined an incredible list, which we'll go over in a second. Had a single and scored later, had an RBI double after that. So, yeah, first three-hit Major League debut by a Dodger since Mike Piazza in 1992. Everything was cool about it. Like, he had, like, a large contingent of family and friends. His mom and dad were there. His fiancée were there. Several other people taking up a bunch of rows at Coors Field. They were interviewed by Kirsten Watson on Sportsnet LA during the game, and you could tell, like, they were just so, like, happy to just be there to see their son play. So we'll get to this in a second. So James Outman, I'm getting ahead of myself. He was called up on Saturday because the Dodgers traded Zach McKinstry to the Cubs. They got reliever Chris Martin. We'll go over him a little bit later as their first sort of trade deadline deal this year. The Dodgers needed an extra position player. James Outman came up and then didn't play Saturday but did start on Sunday, and boy did he do well. Dodgers won 3 out of 4 in Colorado. But yeah, just getting back to Outman's parents, like, you could just, they were so proud of him, and like, it was just, you could just feel this like genuine joy to just be there and watch their son play in the majors. They his dad said they'd gone to, you know, several of his games, like in the minors and you know, obviously growing up and stuff, but just awesome to be able to take in that moment. And then Outman himself, after the game on Sportsnet LA, was he was kind of still in shock. But it was funny, like, they showed an interview with him on Saturday when he first got called up. And, you know, I think he got the news after midnight on Friday night. And then Joe Davis on the broadcast Sunday told the story that Outman, you know, trying to make sure he got some sleep, got up Saturday morning, went to the ballpark to get his stuff before, like, his bats and gloves and all that stuff. And, but the clubhouse was locked or something. So he had to sort of scramble to get that open and get his stuff before catching his flight. And then he got to Coors Field, you know, with ample time. But just the sort of, I always love those kind of, those stories, just the mad dash. You don't really, you're kind of on cloud nine because you got called to the majors for the first time, but you also have logistically have to get there and then also perform. And he did it all, and it was just a whirlwind weekend, I'm sure, for him. But yeah, so he starts in right field. on Sunday. Mookie Betts played second. We'll see. That's happened a few times this year. It'll probably happen a few more down the stretch. Not very often, but they did in the seventh inning switch Mookie back to right field, and then Outman switched to left. But yeah, so first at bat against Germán Márquez, Outman homered on the third pitch to right center. He crushed it. It was hit it really well. So he joins this amazing list. So there's only been eight Dodgers now, including Outman, to hit a home run in their first major league at bat. The four of them in Los Angeles. Now, the ones you might remember, well, the most recent one was Keibert Ruiz in 2020 in Anaheim. And then also Jose Offerman did it in 1990. But the one that is sort of screwy that doesn't come up on, well, it's harder to search for on Baseball Reference. Because if you search for home run in first major league game, he won't come up. But Gary Ingram in his second major league game, a pinch hit for Oral Hershiser in the eighth inning of a game and hit a home run. That was his first time to the plate. He did not bat in his opening game. He had just gotten called up, and the headline in the New York Times game report from that game in 1994 was "Nervous Rookie Homer's First Time Up." So, I mean, you can't blame him, right? Like, everyone's got to have some level of nerves. But then if you go deeper and go into the four players in Brooklyn who homered, it gets even, like, more bizarre and awesome. So the first one to do it was Clyes Dudley, which, knowing nothing else, that's awesome on its own, in its own right, like Clyes Dudley. And then factor in that he was a pitcher. So the first Dodger to hit a home run in his first major league at bat was a pitcher. But his given name is Elzy Clyes Dudley, E-L-Z-I-E, and he went by Clyes. So props to him. So from North Carolina, he was the first one to do it in 1929. 1 year later, Gordon Slade, which is just another awesome name, an infielder, he homered in his first major league at bat. Then Ernie Coy did it in 1938. I was looking up more of him. He's probably going to be a rewind pretty soon on a future leading off with True Lou LA episode, so look forward to that. And then the other cool one was Dan Bankhead in August 1947, all for Brooklyn. Bankhead also most notable because he was the first black pitcher in American and National Leagues. Just a milestone in its own right, but then he also homered. I remember Kenta Maeda homered in his first major league game in 2016 with the Dodgers, and I remember Dan Bankhead's name coming up in that search, but then, of course, you know, Maeda didn't actually homer in the first at-bat, so it's not quite the same, but still very cool list to be on. And then if you go further down the list for Outman, so he had three hits, he drove in three, he scored twice. The only Dodger debut to do those three things, three hits, three ribbies, two runs, was Packy Rodgers, which anytime you can bring up Packy Rodgers, you have to do it. 1938, he was a third baseman playing the Giants for Brooklyn. He had two singles and a triple. And then Outman homered, so he's the only Dodger with we're getting even more esoteric here with weird stats. Three hits, three RBIs, one homer, and two runs scored. The only Dodger to do it in their debut. I also like looking up some old debuts. The Dodger record for hits in a major league debut is four. It's done by two different players. One of them is someone named Casey Stengel, who you might have heard of, more so as a manager. But yeah, like, just an incredible, incredible debut for James Outman. It was very cool to see, and like, that's kind of all you can ask for, right? Like, obviously, like, he's got more to do, but as for a first game, that's going to be something he'll remember forever. Very cool to see. Seventh round pick in 2018. He's the second Dodgers pick from 2018 to reach the majors. Michael Grove, the pitcher who debuted earlier this year, was the first. So, yeah, good for James Outman, and that really capped off a great Dodgers weekend. We'll talk a little bit more about why a spot was created for James Outman after the break.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, so on Saturday, the Dodgers' first move of the trade deadline was to acquire a pitcher from the Cubs, a relief pitcher from the Cubs, and I was only sad in one respect that it wasn't David Robertson, because not necessarily because I think David Robertson is better than Chris Martin, but it's also because I've been pining for David Roberts to manage David Roberts' son, so I'm really looking forward to that. It's still possible. David Robertson still could be traded by Tuesday. Could be another Dodgers-Cubs deal. Who knows? But they got Chris Martin, the right-hander who I've used 300 Coldplay puns when he faces the Dodgers. He's a veteran. He's 36. So he has the weird sort of splits this year in that his I guess I saw, I think Andrew Simon tweeted this. The infield defense in Chicago behind him was terrible. Like, he had something like a 440 batting average on balls in play on the infield. And, like, that's sort of been the difference between his ERA, which is 431, and then his peripherals, where, like, his expected ERA is 325. His FIP is 303. He has 40 strikeouts and 4 walks, and one of those walks was intentional. Second lowest walk rate among relievers with at least 30 innings. So he's been very stingy. He has given up some home runs, 5 of them to be exact, so not all out of the woods. But I think we talked about this last week at least a couple times. The Dodgers do, I think they just need more depth, more relievers they can sort of count on. You have the crew of like Blake Treinen, Tommy Canley, Victor Gonzalez, Bruiser Gratterall is closer, but like all these guys who might come up at some point, Danny Duffy is in that group, but the certainty is very low on some of them. So I think they have to give themselves more options in case a lot or most of those don't pan out. And I think Chris Martin does it. I actually expect them to deal for another reliever at some point over the next 2 days. But the trade deadline is Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. So Martin was acquired Saturday, joined the team Sunday, was activated. He ended up not pitching in Sunday's game. It was a 7-3 game. So I expect him to pitch at some point early in the Giants series. The Dodgers are in San Francisco for 4. But yeah, he just adds a sort of another, he's a over 50% ground ball guy and over 30% strikeout guy. And that's a great combination to have as a pitcher. Even though I know he does have the home runs that he's given up, but just generally throws strikes, and has been pretty effective. So I think he's going to be someone who can help them down the stretch. He's going to wear number 58 with the Dodgers in case, for those of you who keep track of such things. James Outman is 77, the same number he wore in spring training. Martin wore 58 with the Cubs as well. So we saw this week has been a busy one, transactionally, at least for relievers. Earlier in the week, Reyes Moranta had a wild Monday. We talked about it on this podcast. And then they optioned him Tuesday to bring up Garrett Clevenger as a fresh arm. Little did we know they desperately needed at least one fresh arm, because they only had four relievers available that day. So Clevenger pitched in leverage. Then he pitched a long situation, then got sent down the next day to make room for Andrew Heaney coming off the IL. And then they called up Jake Reed as well on Wednesday. Jake Reed pitched in three of the four games in which he was active. And then they sent Jake Reed to the minors on Sunday to make room on the active roster for Chris Martin. So if you're keeping track, Jake Reed was optioned four times with the Mets after the starting May 2nd when the counter started this year. So now he's been optioned five times. That's the limit under the new collective bargaining agreement. So it doesn't mean he can't be called up again. But if he is called up, he cannot be optioned to the minors. He's sort of treated as the same as someone who has no options. He has to go through waivers to be sent down. So it's pretty much the same as like a veteran call-up. Like, let's say the Dodgers did earlier this year with Carson Fulmer. Fulmer's pitching really well in AAA. We talked about him last week as a possible addition at some point. But, like, yeah, if they call him up, he's out of options. So if they send him down, they'd have to designate him for assignment, which they did earlier this year and then kept him around. So that's how that goes. Some roster machinations for you. It is Monday morning. The trade deadline, again, 3 p.m. Pacific on Tuesday. I'm sure there'll be more to talk about. We will be back with you on Wednesday to sort of recap everything in the trade deadline. Tomorrow's another Dodgers Rewind for you. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you have a great week, and here's to more debuts like James Outman's.